Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, pricing. It is one of the most critical decisions you're going to make. It's often one of the most anxiety-inducing decisions, and it's not just about slapping a number on your product or service. It's about understanding your value proposition, your target market, and your long-term growth strategy. Why does pricing matter so much? Well, it's a difference between leaving money on the table and overcharging, leading to zero customers. It's about striking that perfect balance where your customer feels like they're getting incredible value and you're generating enough revenue to fuel your business and your dreams. Now, there is a lot that goes into pricing. You want to make sure the price is right for your product or service, but what is right? Let's start with the psychology of pricing. Think about it. Have you ever wondered why $999 product seems more appealing than a $1,000 product? Or why you're more likely to buy a premium package if there's a basic option for comparison? That's the psychology of pricing at work. Humans are wired to respond to certain pricing cues. We love the idea of getting a deal, even if it's a perceived deal. We're drawn to round numbers, sometimes like 100 if it's a premium product. Or if it's not a premium product, we're drawn to odd numbers like 99 or 97. We're influenced by anchoring. Seeing a high price first makes a lower price seem like a bargain. Understanding these psychological triggers is essential for crafting a pricing strategy that resonates with your customers. Let's talk about some common pricing mistakes. Before I dive into specific pricing models, these are the things that really screw over entrepreneurs. Undercharging. This is a rookie mistake that many entrepreneurs make. They're afraid of scaring away customers, so they set their prices too low. But remember, your price is a reflection of your value. If you're undercharging, you're sending the message that your product or service isn't worth much. Overcharging. Now, on the flip side, some entrepreneurs get too greedy and they overcharge. This can be just as detrimental, as it can price you out of the market and it can alienate potential customers. Another mistake is not experimenting. Your pricing strategy isn't set in stone. It's important to experiment with differing pricing models and strategies to see what works best for your business. And also ignoring your costs. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of pricing, but don't forget about your costs. You need to make sure your prices are high enough to cover your expenses and generate a profit. When you avoid these mistakes, you're going to be on your way to developing a pricing strategy that is effective and sustainable. Now, we've covered the basics. Let's dive into a couple different pricing models for your business. It's like a menu. You need to choose the dishes, aka the models, that best suit your business's tastes and appetite, aka the goals. To start off, the subscription model, aka the Netflix of. This is the darling of the digital age. Think Netflix, Spotify, SaaS products. They all use subscriptions. Customers pay a recurring fee, monthly, annually, etc., for access to your product or service. Pros, predictable revenue, customer loyalty, upsell, cross-sell opportunities. Cons, churn, that means when customers cancel, acquisition costs, and perceived higher overall costs. When should you use it? If you have a product or service that delivers ongoing value, and if you're comfortable with the commitment required to manage recurring billing and customer relationships. Second model, the one-time purchase. This is the classic. This is the traditional model. You buy a product once and you own it. It's simple, it's straightforward, it's familiar to customers. Pros, easy to understand, no recurring billing hassle, immediate revenue. Cons, limited customer lifetime value, less predictable revenue, potential for lower overall revenue. And when to use it for physical products, digital downloads, or services with a clear beginning and an end, for example, consulting projects. The third option, freemium. This is the taste test. This model offers a basic version of your product or service for free while charging for premium features or upgrades. Pros is a low barrier to entry that attracts a large user base with upsell potential. The cons, there is lower initial revenue, so free users may never convert, and managing expectations between free and paid users is difficult. It could also be expensive. When to use it? If you have a product or service with scalable features and you're confident that your free offering is valuable enough to attract users and entice them to upgrade. Fourth model is tiered pricing. This is the choose your own adventure. So the model offers different pricing tiers with varying levels of features and benefits. Couple pros, caters to different customer segments, flexibility, potential for higher average revenue per user, or ARPU, it's an industry acronym. Cons, it can be complex to manage. It requires clear differentiation between tiers. There is risk of cannibalization, so lower tiers eating into higher tier sales. When should you use it? If you have a product or service with multiple use cases or customer segments with different needs and budgets. Fifth strategy is usage-based pricing, the pay-as-you-go strategy. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. See, this model charges customers based on their usage or consumption of your product or service. Pros, fair to customers, aligns with value, and scalable. Cons, it can be unpredictable for both you and the customers, requires robust usage tracking and billing systems. When should you use it? For products or services with variable usage patterns. For example, cloud storage, utilities, communication services. And then the sixth and final pricing model is dynamic pricing. This is the shapeshifter. This model adjusts pricing in real time based on demand, competitor pricing, and other factors. Pros, it maximizes revenue, responds to market conditions. There's a competitive advantage to this particular model. Cons, it can be very complex to implement. It requires data analysis and algorithms, and it may alienate customers if it is perceived as unfair. When to use it? Well, industries with fluctuating demand. For example, airline, hotels, even tickets. Or if you have a sophisticated pricing engine and data infrastructure. So this one is a little bit more advanced. Now, let's talk about hybrid pricing models and more advanced strategies. So buckle up, because we're going to go into this world where you're not just using one, but you're using multiple pricing models to achieve success, to maximize revenue, to make your customers happy. Because hybrid models will combine different elements of different models to create a customized approach that suits your particular business's needs. A few examples of these would be freemium plus subscription. So offer a free tier with limited features and charge a subscription fee for premium access, tiered pricing plus usage base. So have different tiers with base prices, then charge extra based on usage, for example, extra storage or extra bandwidth, or one-time purchase plus subscription. So sell a product up front, then offer a subscription for ongoing support, updates, or additional features. The possibilities are truly endless. The key is to experiment and find the combination that works best for your business. Now, once you've mastered the basics, you can start to explore a few more sophisticated pricing strategies. However, I really want you to focus on the basic first. I'm going to list out some more sophisticated ideas, but again, don't start here. So let's start with value-based pricing. This is about pricing based on perceived value of your product or service to the customer rather than solely on your costs. So it requires a really deep understanding of your target market and their willingness to pay. Psychological pricing. We touched on this earlier. It's about using pricing cues to influence customer behavior. Examples include charm pricing, so ending prices in 99 cents. Prestige pricing, setting high prices to signal luxury. Or bundle pricing, offering discounts for buying multiple products or services. Next is competitive pricing. So this involves setting your pricing in relation to your competitors. You might choose to undercut them, match them, or even charge more if you believe you offer superior value. Next is price skimming. This is a strategy where you launch a product at a high price and then gradually lower it over time. It can be effective for innovative products with early adopters who are willing to pay a premium. And lastly, penetration pricing. This is the opposite of price skimming. You start with a low price to gain market share, and then you raise it once you establish a foothold. These are just a few of some more advanced strategies. The right one for you depends on your industry, your target market, and your overall business goals. Remember, pricing is not a one and done decision. It's an ongoing process that requires continuous monitoring, experimentation, and adaptation. Stay agile, be willing to try new things. Don't be afraid to break the mold. Now, let's just take this home with a few final thoughts on the mindset of pricing. Pricing isn't just a science, it's an art. It's about blending data-driven insights with creativity and intuition. It's about understanding your customers so deeply that you can anticipate their needs and their desires. It's about crafting a pricing strategy that's not only profitable, but also aligned with your brand's values and mission. Here's some key takeaways. Know your worth. Don't undercharge. Your price is a reflection of your value. Invest time in understanding your unique value proposition and communicating it effectively to your customer. Experiment fearlessly. Don't be afraid to try different pricing models and strategies. Test, iterate, and learn from your results. Embrace flexibility. Your pricing strategy isn't set in stone. Be adaptable and be willing to adjust as your business evolves and the market changes. Put customers first. Always keep your customers' needs and preferences top of mind. Understand their pain points, their desires, and their willingness to pay. Think long term. Don't just focus on short term profits. Build a sustainable pricing strategy that supports your long term growth goals. And lastly, pricing is about storytelling. Your prices should tell a compelling narrative about your brand, your values, and the transformation you offer your customers. Use your pricing to communicate the unique benefits and experiences that only you can provide. Pricing can be daunting, but it's also incredibly exciting. You are playing around with the different levers that are going to test whether or not you can build out a business that resonates with the market and is sustainable in the long run. It is your chance to create something truly unique, a pricing masterpiece that reflects your entrepreneurial vision and drives your business to new heights. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, the growth gear, with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.